WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Temptations, recorded in 1966. That's the year Gladys Knight and the Pips joined Motown Records. They stayed for 8 years. Their Motown hits included The End of Our Road, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, If I Were Your Woman, and Neither One of Us. Both Marvin Gaye and Gladys Knight and the Pips had hit recordings of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. In 1996, during an onstage interview in San Francisco, I asked Gladys Knight to tell the story of her recording of the song.
I know that the song had been sitting on the shelf and demoed a couple of times, just trying to see what could be done with it. Matter of fact, Barrett, who was one of the writers on the song, Barrett Strong, did it himself. And it was just kind of sitting around. So when the producer came to us with this particular song, it was like, hey, I really believe in this song, Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And just take it and play with it. And we took the song with us on the road, and we were in the hotels. We sit out in the hall and work on our little song and stuff like that. And
can you tell us a little bit how you worked on that song, what the song sounded like before you started working on it, what you put into it that wasn't written in?
Well, we created the whole background for I Heard It Through the Grapevine. We created the whole background.
All the Oh Yes I Do
things
too?
Yeah. You go, Terry. Yep. We did the, you know, oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Don't you know that I heard it? We did all of those, all of the black background things that you heard. We did those. And what happened was we kind of broke it up. It wasn't quite put together. Verse, chorus, like we ended up with it. And so we just tore it apart, put it back together. We would get up in the morning, fix our breakfast while we're planning. We would tape what we had in mind, and eventually we felt we had it right. We ran down to the studio, and we played it for Norman, and he was so excited. He just flipped. I mean, he just, hey. And Smokey happened to be in the studio. Smokey Robinson happened to be in the studio that afternoon. In Studio A, and we needed a studio because he wanted us to record it right then. And so we went upstairs, and he asked Smokey if we could borrow the studio, and Smokey said, yeah, you know. So we went on in the studio, and we recorded it right then, and it became the biggest selling record Motown had that year, and it became our first number one record. And then along came Marvin that next year. This was in 1967 for us. 1968, Marvin came out with I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
My interview with Gladys Knight was recorded in 1996. This is Fresh Air.